The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Doctors Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler, and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome you to Haverty Gymnasium here on the campus of Maury Hillmount Academy in Atchison, Kansas. Getting set for some high school basketball on a December Friday night in the Northeast Kansas League. Oskaloosa is being hosted by MHMA. Hello again, everybody. We've got Joseph producing and engineering. He's the man doing the work back at the K-Radio Sports Studio. Joseph, we appreciate you. Thank you. Tom Cows with you here courtside. Good to be with you here this evening. Couple of teams in the very early part of the season trying to establish themselves in the Northeast Kansas League. And with that said, let's check the starters as the PA announcers introducing them to the crowd. First of all, for Oskaloosa, the Lady Bears under head coach Lindsey Newell, her assistant coach Kevin Lane. They come into the game at 0-2 with a couple of tough losses. Game one, they lose at home to Valley Falls, 32-27. Then they lost at home to Onega, 51-30 in a non-conference game. So they are actually in the conference 0-1. They're going to be starting Oskaloosa, Hannah Rowe, along with, that's a senior, by the way. They're going to have a couple of juniors, Michaela Boyd and Lex Masali. And then rounding it out is going to be a couple of freshmen. You'll find Emma Vogel and Paris Olivia Marsh. For Maury Hillmount Academy and head coach Luke Knoll with his assistant Mary Isaac, the Lady Ravens coming into the ball game at 1-1 and 1-1 in the conference will be starting Hope Banowitz, Scarlett Bagley, Hannah Coker, Bethany Urban, and Caitlin Folsom. So for MHMA, you got a couple of seniors, a couple of juniors, and a freshman getting the start here tonight. Lady Bears in the traveling royal blue uniforms with red and white lettering and trim for MHMA. It is those familiar home whites with gold and black. We're set to go and hope you enjoy it. Lex Masali into the center circle to jump it off against Scarlett Bagley. We're set to go. The ball is up. The tip is away, and it's going to be rescued deep in the backcourt for the Lady Ravens. MHMA will have the basketball to begin things here this evening. Good crowd on hand. The ball is being brought all the way down the court by Urban. She'll take it down to the baseline. Kicks it off on top, Folsom. Back it will come to Bethany. Urban around to the right side. Oskaloosa will start off in a little player defense. It's interesting to see two freshmen playing against one another at the five spot. Banowitz, a little running shot for the baseline left, is off the mark. Rebounding her back down. Oskaloosa. Up with it will come Marsh. Marsh swings it over to the right side to Vogel, and around it goes. Oskaloosa works the perimeter here in their first possession of the ball game. Post will come up above the right side. Vogel will handle it there. 7-11 to go in the scoreless opening quarter. The pass into the middle is going to be batted free and knocked out of bounds. It will be off MHMA. Oskaloosa has traveled very well here this evening. It's always good to see the visiting teams with good fan support, and Oskaloosa has certainly brought that. Looking to bring the ball in, and it'll come in way out on top. Oskaloosa controls down the ball. We're 1 minute into the game. Still no points on the board, and in fact, Oskaloosa has not taken a shot yet here this evening. Bears with the ball up top of the key. Dump it over to the left side. MHMA staying in a player defense. Now it's going to be stolen away. Here comes Scarlett. Shot from behind. And that's a foul. Scarlett was just run over from the pack by the freshman. I think it's because maybe she slowed up a little bit and the freshman did not and just kind of rolled over the top. So for Lex, it'll be foul number one. MHMA will be putting the ball in play at the baseline. It comes into Scarlett, whose layup won't fall, but she gets fouled. 6:47 to go in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens will be coming to the free throw line, and this foul is going to be on Hannah Rowe. It'll be team foul two for Oskaloosa. Scarlett squares, shoots, drains it. How about that? Scarlett Bagley with the first point of the ball game. One more shot coming up for the senior. Up and just a little bit short. 6:47 to play in the opening quarter. 1-0. MHMA in front. The outlet pass slapped away and knocked out of bounds into the stands by Bethany Urban. It'll come back in to get to Oskaloosa. Paris Olivia Marsh will inbound it, and Oski will have the basketball. Emma Vogel with it up top, side of the right hand dribble, dumps it over to the edge. It's going to be stolen by Urban. She's down court. The feed into the middle by Bethany, and going to say she traveled with the basketball trying to get that pass away. It's going to come back the other way. 6.5 to play here in the first quarter. Full court pressure by MHMA. It'll be broken and gotten into the forecourt, driving into the lane. The shot is going to go up off the mark. Offensive rebound, followed up from 13, wide right. Offensive rebound, followed up, rims out, tipped around, kicked out on top. Going to be picked up by Urban on the dribble. Bethany will drive it down. She's one on two, gets jammed up, gets fouled. And it'll be Lady Raven basketball coming into the baseline. This is going to be team foul number three by Oskaloosa. Foul is going to be the first of the game by Emma Vogel. So one foul each on three different players for the Lady Bears. 6:11 to go. Opening quarter, 1-0. Now, MHMA's inbound pass is going to be stolen away. The breakaway. Boyd, coast to coast, has it slapped away from behind by Bagley. Now, I would tell you that Scarlett Bagley is probably the fastest player out of the floor and was able to come from behind, close the gap, knock that ball away out of bounds. It'll be brought in play by Oskaloosa at their offensive baseline. 2 minutes into the game. MHMA leading it here in this girls' game, 1-0. The pass over to the right block, backing in, dropping a shoulder, putting the shot up off the backboard, and good, and the bucket is up and in for Michaela Boyd. And Oskaloosa will have its first lead. It is 2-1, and 5:47 to go in the opening quarter. Folsom will have it up top side, lobs it way down low, saved nicely by Urban, back out on top to Folsom, to Coker. Maybe her first touch of the ball tonight. Here's a runner from the right side. It's up and missing. Rebound swept down by Maselli. Back up the floor with the Wacom Oskaloosa. Lady Bears with a basketball leading it by one. 5:20 to play first quarter. The feed will come into the lane. It's going to be slapped away by Scarlett. Picking it up. Hope coast to coast. Driving layup. Good for two. Hope Banowitz. She had a big game couple of days ago, and that's her first bucket here tonight, and we're going to get an Oskaloosa timeout. Taking a break at 5:05 to go in the opening quarter. It is Lady Ravens 3, Lady Bears 2.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
This is KAIR-FM Horton Acheson, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Yes, it is, mscnews.net and msc sports.net. By the way, in case you're looking for that, the ball coming to play to Oskaloosa. We go just now, inside five to play in the opening quarter. Ball's going to be stolen away by Urban. Bethany, down the court, one on two, goes up, shot's going to be blocked and knocked away out of bounds. Back will come to MHMA. 3-2, Oskaloosa in front. Lady Ravens are going to make a pair of substitutions here on this dead ball. Going to wait just a minute and get that inbound. And here we go. Out of the game will come Coker and Banowitz. Into the game will come Keckner and Rink. Shot up by Rink. No good. And rebounding it back down. Here comes Oskaloosa. Lady Bears into the forecourt. 4.5 to play in the first. Dish pass over to the left side. All alone off the window and good. A beautiful play down the floor. And Oskaloosa off the bucket by Lex Mustali. Goes up now 4-3. 4:20 to play in the first quarter. Feed underneath. The shot by Bagley. In and out. Nope. Gets the rebound. Now it's on the floor. And I suspect we're going to have a jump ball call. No. The officials walking over to the scorer's table to indicate that there has been a foul called. It's going to be on Scarlett, and it will be her first. Ball comes into Folsom. She's in the lane, tries to force up the shot, and is able to draw the foul. Coming to the free throw line right here. Our officials are going to walk over to the scorer's table. We'll get the indication that it is on Emma Vogel, and Emma will have picked up her second foul. Now, there is a nice bench for Oslo's. They do have 10 athletes suited up here for the varsity game tonight, and they're going to make a couple of substitutions here. And into the ball game, as the first free throw is not going to drop. Second one is on its way, and it is good. So it is now a 4-4 ball game, and we are halfway through the opening quarter. The ball is going to be knocked away and stolen by MHMA. The feed underneath to Urban, kicks it back to Keckner, who lost it, picked up by Folsom, who scores it. Caitlin Folsom getting her third point of the game, and the Lady Ravens in front now at 6-4. Full court pressure by MHMA forces another turnover. Now we're going to get Coker back into the lineup, and Scarlett Bagley will rotate out. Oskaloosa has brought Holly Thatcher into the game. They've also brought Hadley Hawk into the game. 3:45 and winding. Opening quarter here in Acheson, Kansas. Girls High School basketball with a guys game yet to follow. Out on top of it is going to be Folsom. Gets it back behind her to Urban. Long cross court Rink over to the right side. Taken by Keckner. Back around to the left. Here's a three-point rainbow. It's up a good Urban for three. Bethany getting her first bucket of the game. MHMA has forged a 9-4 lead and right now is on a 6-0 run. 3:20 to play in the first. Quickly around to the left side. Oskaloosa takes it down toward the baseline. The pass in the middle is going to be bad. A free throw their way. Here comes MHMA into the forecourt with the basketball. They'll get it across the timeline. Folsom's pass is going to be stepped in front of it, stolen away, intercepted. Down the court is going to go Boyd. She will drive in, drop a shoulder, and which way is it going to go? Offensive foul, yeah. You can't just drop your shoulder and power in when you got the defender in front of you that way. 3 minutes to go here in the opening quarter. And here comes M.A. Jim A. up court with the basketball. By the way, that was the first out of the game for Oskaloosa's Michaela Boyd. Urban will swing it around to the right side and push it off on top. Rink will step in front of it. Now kicks it to the left side, and it's going to go in and out of the hands of Kechner. And Lady Ravens are going to turn it over. 9-4. MHMA in front at 2:45 to play in the first. Trouble with the basketball in the backcourt, but now they'll launch it across the timeline and get it down the right side. Lady Bears back on offense and a pass down to the baseline. Little two-hand overhead pass is just a little too strong. And the turnover by Oskaloosa. Here come the Lady Ravens as they're going to walk it up the floor very patiently. Out topside with it. Rink nearly had a silver wave. It's going to be rescued by Bethany Urban. We'll go underneath down to the baseline where Scarlett's shot is deflected and she's been fouled. Come to the line for two free throws. Carla Bagley coming to the line for two. At the scorer's table, Hannah Rowe set to come back into the lineup. Scarlett's first one just a little wide to the left side. She's so far in the ballgame with 1 point. Looking for another one here. Scarlett takes her time, and that one is going to be a little bit short. Rebound tipped out. Oskaloosa controls it down. Outlet pass into the forecourt. Into the middle of the lane, trying to find some room. Then there, they'll kick it back out on top. Bears with a basketball with 3:11 to go in the first. Here's a three-point shot, left side short. Rebound, Oskaloosa underneath the goal, and they'll bring it back out on top and reset it. 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Three, no. Rebounding it down this time is going to be Coker. Over comes to Bethany and Urban. Rolls into the forecourt with a left-hand dribble. Works her way over to the left side. Comes out on top. Ravens will feed down to the left block. Scarlett will handle it there. Back out of top. Bethany lines up square. Shoots three. That one rims out. No good. Rebound is on the floor. Taken away by Oskaloosa. Lady Bears. And Paris Olivia Marsh coming up the court with a minute and a half to go. Opening quarter. Oskaloosa down to the baseline right. Driving in. The shot is going to be up and over the rim. Coming off the other side, it'll be lost out of bounds. Lady Raven basketball. Banowitz will check back in for our head coach Luke Knoll and MHMA, and Bethany Urban will get her first breather of the evening. Minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Oskaloosa going to the bench once again, and this time they're going to bring Alexis Bradshaw, a sophomore, in. Lady Ravens with the basketball. Banowitz will dump it over to the right side. Back out on top it'll come. Hope starting in. Backs away. Feeds into the lane. Scarlett in a lot of traffic. Goes up with a shot. Gets fouled. Will come to the free throw line again. We'll see against whom this foul is called for Oskaloosa. And this is going to be the second on Paris Olivia Marsh. Every starter for Oskaloosa has at least one foul. As the free throw for Scarlett is good. For Oskaloosa, every starter with a foul. Marsh and Vogel each with a couple. This free throw is up and a little short. She's rebounding it back down. Oskaloosa, MHMA, now out at a 10-4 lead. We've got a minute to go in the opening quarter. Oskaloosa has not scored a bucket in over 4 minutes. They'll have it out on top. Row with it. It's going to be knocked away. And little bulldozer foul up top side. It's just going to head over to the scorer's table. And we will get the call. And it is going to be on MHMA's Hannah Cody. She'll pick up her first foul. It'll be team foul two for the Lady Ravens. And Oskaloosa will have it in play. 40 seconds to go in the first. The feed into the lane. Back off on top. Standing at the three-point line. Not taking that shot. Now drive it down the left side. We're going to have a reach in. And I think Cody's just slapped in and picked up a quick second personal foul. So Hannah Cody been in the game for a couple of minutes. A couple of fouls. And she'll come back out of the game. 34 seconds to play in the first quarter. Oskaloosa with the basketball. Again, they have not put a point on the board in a really long time. Last time they scored was at 4:40 to play in the first quarter. We're now down to 20 seconds, so going on 4.5 minutes now without a point. Here's a feed to the free throw line, 16 on the game clock, and a travel by Oskaloosa. So they will probably not score again here in the opening quarter. Lady Ravens up a half a dozen, 15 seconds left. Going toward the end of the opening quarter, Urban to the left side to Banowitz. 10 seconds. Banowitz over to the right side. Urban will go three. No. Rebound, Oskaloosa with three. Gonna have to hurry with two. Into the forecourt with one. And the shot not getting away brings us to the end of the opening quarter. We'll be back. Time out of the four after one here in Atchison, Kansas. MHMA's Lady Ravens 10, Oskaloosa 4.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mash egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Going on here on K Radio. We're glad to be sharing them with you here this evening. Getting set to go to the second quarter of the girls' game. It is a 10-4 MHMA lead. Guys' game coming up after this one. And then you want to look a little bit further ahead and mark your calendars tomorrow. The Benedictine Ravens are going to be at home. Culver Stockton coming to town. Ladies' game at 12 o'clock noon in the Ralph Nolan Gymnasium. The guys' game slated as a 2 o'clock tip-off. It is a bring-a-toy, get-in-for-free kind of a game as the Ravens helping collect for families around the area. So that's always a wonderful plan. Encourage you to participate in that. Right now, though, the ball back into play for Oskaloosa. And we are underway. 10-4 Lady Ravens in front. Oski with the basketball, works around to the right side. MHMA has got, looks like it's original starting five out there. And now it's going to be stolen away by Urban. She'll lop it over to the left side. Banowitz kicks it across all alone. Folsom can't get the layup to fall. Rebound underneath. It's going to be stolen away from Scarlett. Here comes Oskaloosa. Not a fruitful trip down the court for the Lady Ravens that time. Good defense, Oskaloosa, preventing them from adding to the six-point lead. 7-11 to go in the opening half. The driving shot, no, it's going to be a pass across to the block. Shot up off the Whittemann gun for the freshman. Give that bucket to Lex Masali. She's got four of her team's 6 points. It is 10-6. MHMA, the pass in the middle to Scarlett. And she is fouled on the floor. And will be coming to the line again. Scarlett Bigley's had 6 free throws already tonight. She is not afraid to get in there and mix it up. That'll be the second foul of the game, by the way, for Masali. Free throw is a little bit off to the side, and we're going to be putting it back in play from the baseline. Not able to hit the front half at a 1-1, and back up court with the basketball comes Oskaloosa. Masali was going to have it up at the top of the key, playing up at the high post, dumps it over to Boyd. Michaela swings it off to the right edge, gets it over there to Vogel. Back it comes to Masali. They work the perimeter all the way down to the baseline left. 10-6. MHMA in front. 6:40 to go in the opening quarter. Around in front of the Raven student section. Here's a baseline jumper for two that's up and in. Knocking it down for Oskaloosa is Paris Olivia Marsh and her first points of the game. The MHMA lead is cut to two. The shot from the outside will not go for Banowitz, the rebound, and Hope will shoot up another one, and she will hit that one for three. So Hope Banowitz has had a handful of shots. That is going to be her first three of the night. It is now 13-8. The shot from in the middle is going to be up and good, and Lex Masali beginning to assert herself. 13-10. Lady Ravens around to the baseline left, and DeValo's going to be off the fingertips of Banowitz. It'll come back and play for Oskaloosa from there. Deep backcourt. Hannah Rowe does the inbound, and walking it up the floor is going to be Marsh. 5:40 to go here in the half. Oskaloosa will feed down through the baseline. It's going to be slapped out of bounds by Bagley, and back it will come once again to Oskaloosa. 13-10. We're going to see Coach Knoll bring Jordan Rink back into the game. Oski will bring it in over to the right side. The feed off the block, and another shot by Lex Masali. She's got 8 in the game and already 6 here in the second quarter. And it's a one-point contest again at 13-12. 5.5 to go in the half, and a jump ball on a tied-up ball down the floor. Possession arrow, MHMA. Now we're going to get a timeout. Yep, Coach Knoll taking a timeout. Joseph, let's do that with him. What do you say? With 5:25 to go, we're in the opening half here in Atchison, where it is Morehamon Academy 13, Oskaloosa 12.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Happy to have you back with us here in the Haverty Gymnasium on the Morehill Mount Academy campus. Lady Ravens putting the ball in play, and Brink will bring it in. It'll come to the right side. Oskaloosa, the running layup is up and no good. Tipped around. Oskaloosa, follow shot, up, no good. It's going to be rebounded on the floor, and 3-4 players rolling around, and it is going to be finally becoming a jump ball. Yeah, there it comes. So the jump ball, possession arrow to Oskaloosa. 5:08 to go in the half. It is 13-12. Lady Ravens hanging on to that lead, but it's thinned down to a single point. Over to the left side of the free throw line. Now down to the baseline left is going to be Rowe. She'll drive baseline. It's up and good. Hannah Rowe picking up her first point of the ball game, and Oskaloosa has taken a lead at 14-13. We are 4:50 to play in the first half. Banowitz to Rink. Now the feed underneath. Oh, a nice move. Coker will spin and shoot and pick up her first point today. Coker, the final starter to get on the scoreboard. And MHMA is back in front by one at 15-14. Oskaloosa to the right side with Emma Vogel. Long cross-court pass down to the baseline left. The feed back across. Maselli's shot is up. It's going to be just a little bit too soft. Offensive rebound pulled down by Oskaloosa. Back to Maselli. Over to the right side. That's going to be Vogel with it. Maselli at the high post. Vogel on the wing. Looks it in the middle. It's going to be knocked away by Banowitz. Rolling around on the floor. Hope is able to reach down, scoop it up, kick it back out on top. Urban has it. Thought she takes the three. Gets it over to Coker, who will take the three, and it's wide to the left side. And a rebound, Banowitz. MHMA controls the basketball now. The skip pass from Banowitz is going to be stolen away. Up with it is going to come Marsh. She'll drive down, goes in, driving layup, misses. And a rebound taken away by Urban. Team's running up and down the court now. 3:45 to go in the half. Urban goes right side. Coker out on top. Banowitz. The feed underneath. Folsom hands it over to Coker and the easy layup. Folsom an assist. Coker has four. Lady Ravens push the lead back to four at 17-14. 3:20 to go, opening half. And again, the ball stolen away by MHMA. Outlet it, all alone. Urban goes up, missed the layup. And on the rebound, a big collision and a foul. We'll get the call from the official, and I suspect being team foul six. The foul is going to be on Bethany. It'll be her first. .3:14 to go in the half, 17-14. Morehead Mount Academy in front. The MHMA 5 now. I've got Nora Keckner has come into the game. Scarlett Bagley is back in. You've also got Caitlin Folsom. Here's a baseline jumper for Oskaloosa. Off the rim a couple of times. It won't go in. Jordan Ring and Bethany Urban. Lady Ravens with the basketball. Inside three to go in the half. Leading it by three. Way out on top is going to be Keckner to Folsom. Back to Urban. Keckner again. This time off the right block to Scarlett. Backs in. Turns, shoots. Got it! Scarlett for two. Scarlett Bangley has her fourth point of the game. 19-14. After finding themselves trailing by one, MHMA has gone on a 6-0 run. Here's a baseline jumper from the left side, too strong, and the rebound is going to be lost out of play down to the baseline, and it'll come back to Oskaloosa. Coach Noah on his feet. The play happening right in front of him on that end of the court now. Oskaloosa brings it in and rotates it all the way to the top where they're going to reset their offense, putting it for the ball in the hands of Holly Thatcher. Skip pass back over to the right side. Thatcher has it batted away. It's going to be knocked away and go out of bounds into the scorer's table. That's where Hannah Rowe will do the inbound work for the Lady Bears. 2:05 to go in the opening half. Vogel will take it up top side for Oskaloosa, who needs a bucket, trailing by five. So dump it back over to the right edge. Working into the middle is going to be Thatcher. No room there. Brings it back out to the baseline corner. Her pass in the middle is loose on the floor, rolling around, and it's going to get away, go out of bounds, and be Raven basketball. Tough defense provided by MHMA, and Oskaloosa on the inbound is going to bring Makila Boyd back into the game. So Boyd will come back in for Oskaloosa and replace Carly Warner. Ravens baseline runner by Urban. Perfect. Bethany Urban for the baseline left has her fifth point. And the Lady Ravens have moved now to a 21-14 lead. Only a minute 20 to go in the half. Ball's going to be stolen away by Folsom. Caitlin will outlet it to Urban. She'll back away, square up, windage elevation, and the three's too strong. And a rebound will come down out of bounds to Oskaloosa. A minute 15 left in the half. Going to see who Coach Noel is going to make a couple of changes. Got Coker. We've got, it looks like Cody's back in with Urban, Banowitz, and Bagley. And here comes Oskaloosa. They trail by seven. It is the largest MHMA lead of the game. Top side of the basketball, near travel, but won't happen. Cut into the lane. Little reverse layup. Nicely done. Up and in by Michaela Boyd. She's got four. 21-16. And a foul on the other end of the court. And again, the Lady Ravens will be coming to the free throw line. Stepping to the stripe here is going to be Hannah Cody. Her first free throw rolls around and falls in. So Cody will have her first point tonight. Second one up will not go in. And the rebound cleared away by Oskaloosa. 22-16. MHMA up by half a dozen, and we're in the last minute of the half now. Oski with the basketball over to the right side. Marshall have it. They'll dump it down to the baseline left, trying to get it to Maselli, but it'll be out of her reach and out of bounds. Lady Ravens ball. Back into the game is going to come Folsom. And Bately will come out. It's a little offense-defense switch here with 39 seconds to go in the half. Bethany Urban walks up the floor. She'll dish it over to the left, kick it back over to the right side. They'll look into the middle, A skip pass was not very good. It's wrestling for the ball. We're going to get a jump called, and possession will come back again to MHMA. We got the jump ball, and Oskaloosa will make a little offense-defense switch. Maselli out of the game and back in is going to come Hadley Hawk. 24 seconds to go in the half. Lady Ravens bring it in. It'll come in, and a ball just a little bit short by Cody. But a nice rebound on the fly by Coker. Cody's going to launch another one. And that one is a little bit short. And Caitlin Folsom runs over the rebounding Oskaloosa player to pick up the personal foul. Caitlin will have her first foul of the game. That'll be team foul 6 for MHMA. And as quickly as that, Cody's going to be pulled out of the ball game and back in will come Rink. 10 seconds to play in the half. Oskaloosa is going to be aware of the time. They're looking very patient, coming up the floor slowly. Ball's batted away with 3, with 2. Here's a desperation 3 at the buzzer. Swish! What a shot at the buzzer by Holly Thatcher as we go to halftime. That was spectacular. We'll be back summarizing the opening half for you in the girls' game at the break. It's Morehill Mount Academy 22, Oskaloosa 19.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's
913-367-2650. Well, as the guys' teams come out of the locker room and get warmed up, don't forget their game coming up next. We're at halftime of the girls' contest, 22-19, MHMA in front. They've led most of the game. Oskaloosa taking a brief lead with a little over 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, getting up by 1 point, but it really has been a close game throughout. Lady Ravens' largest lead has been 7. Quick recap on our opening half scoring for you. First of all, for Oskaloosa, it was Lex Maselli, the freshman, pacing away for her team and for all scorers with 8 in the first half. Michaela Boyd with 4. Holly Thatcher with that buzzer beating 3. And Hannah Rowe and Harris Olivia Marsh, each with 2 for the Lady Ravens. 5 apiece for Hope Banowitz and Bethany Urban. 4 each for Scarlett Bengali and Hannah Coker. Caitlin Folsom with 3. Hannah Cody hitting a free throw. We'll be back and bring you the second half of the ladies' game. And don't forget the guys coming up after that. But right now with the intermission score, MHMA's Lady Ravens 22, Lady Bears 19. Kicking it back to Jones of Care Sports Studio for yet another outstanding halftime.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Someone once gave this sage advice on investing: know what you own and why you own it. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to understand what you own and why you own it. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Good evening, and I'd like to thank you for joining us as we bring you high school basketball from the Marhill Mount Academy Gym as the Ravens play host to Oskaloosa. We'll be back to the game in just a moment. I did want to mention coming up tomorrow, we've got Benedictine College Ravens basketball action for you as the Ravens will be taking on Culver Stockton. The game has got a high noon start. The girls or women will take to the court at high noon. The men will take to the court at 2 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Oh dear, I was hearing double there, and please forgive me. I was trying to get some of the scores in. We do have some finals. They were coming down to the wire right as halftime began. Holton beat Nemaha Central with a 52-43 win. It was Centralia over Hiawatha, 43-38. Jackson Heights topped Pleasant Ridge 53-26, and in the Sabetha Royal Valley game, it was Sabetha at 40 points, Royal Valley 23. At halftime, in the game that you're listening to right here at Hot Country 93.7, we've got Marhill Mount Academy at 22 points, the Oskaloosa Lady Bears at 19.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Chance for snow tonight, otherwise cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 30, easterly winds at around 5 miles an hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs level off around 49. Mainly clear skies tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 23. Mainly clear and dry Sunday, clouds on the increase by Monday, upper 40s, Sunday, low 50s by Monday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7. Taking a look outside right now, we're sitting at 35 degrees. It feels like 35 degrees out there. We've got a negligible wind out of the south at 2 miles per hour. Our relative humidity is 86%. Our dew point ending at 31 degrees Fahrenheit, and our barometric pressure is steady at 30.18 inches of mercury. We'll be joining Tom Kautz courtside in just about a minute.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
Hey, welcome back again to the Hammerty Gym. Set to go with the second half of the ladies' game. MHMA with a 22-19 lead, but Oskaloosa putting the ball in play to begin the third quarter. We're underway. Each team with the original starting five out of the court. Lex Maselli puts the first shot up, and it won't go in. The rebound tip again, pull back down. Oskaloosa. They're going to keep it alive, bring it out to the free throw line, then dump it over to the right side. Hannah Rowe with the basketball. You've got Hannah Rowe, Paris Olivia Marsh, Michaela Boyd, Emma Bogle, Lex Maselli. The feed across to Maselli. She's way underneath the goal. Kicks it back over to the left side for the window shot. It's going to be up and good. And Michaela Boyd has a half a dozen. It is a one-point game, 22-21. 7:24 to go in the third quarter. Lady Raymond's long cross-court pass. The feed in the middle is MHMA. Has got Banowitz, Bagley, Coker, Urban, and Folsom out of the court. Their original starting five as well. The feed in the middle. Folsom off the block. Gets surrounded. And Raymond's got to turn it over. So MHMA will give the ball back. And here comes Oskaloosa with an opportunity to take their second lead of the game. Rowe will have it, dumps it over to the left side as Lady Bears on offense. It'll come off on top to Vogel. Vogel swings it over to the left side. Marsh has it there, working in front of Folsom. Drives down the baseline, keeps it dribbled alive, brings it back out on top. It's going to be stripped away, and the Ravens are coming up with a steal. Scarlett will have it, kicks it over to Urban. 6:40 to go in the third quarter. Left side, Banowitz goes baseline, runner good. The bucket by Hope Banowitz, her seventh point of the ball game. MHMA leading it now 24-21. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Maselli with the basketball comes out to just above the free throw line, now to the left side. The wing shot up for two. Oskaloosa's Marsh with her fourth point. And again, a one-point game at 24-23. MHMA has a ripcord pass, slapped away, knocked out of bounds into the scoring table, and Lady Ravens are going to be putting it back in play. Topside with it, Bethany Urban. Little zone defense here as Coker will launch a three over the top that misses, and on the rebound, a Lady Raven foul. The whistle is going to be on Caitlin Folsom. It'll be her second foul of the ball game, a team foul number one in the second half. Lady Ravens. We go inside six to play in the third. Girls high school basketball here in the Northeast Kansas League. The upcourt pass slapped away by Urban. It'll be into the crowd just off the back end of the Oskaloosa bench. And here come the Lady Bears. 24-23. And now the ball mishandled for a moment by Miss Deli, but she's able to come out and recover it. The feet over to the block. The shot up off the window is too strong, and the rebound down to Folsom. She'll bring it up the court herself, take it up with the right hand, goes down the right side, lobs it over to the baseline left, where Coker will put the jump shot up. No. Gets her own rebound, kicks it off on top. Here's Urban with the basketball. She thought about the three, then didn't. Cross court to the left side to Banowitz. Down it'll go again to Coker on the baseline left. Hannah passing up a shot opportunity. Now we'll take it. It's too strong. And a rebound cleared down by Oskaloosa's Michaela Boyd. Bears coming up the floor. 5:10 to go in the third. Still a one-point Lady Raven lead. MHMA looking to hang on to that. They'll stay in a player defense here. Topside Maselli with it. Looks into the middle, finds no room there. Back out on top, it'll come to Marsh. Over to the left block. The turnaround shot is up and good. Oskaloosa back in front. Michaela Boyd has eight. It is 25-24. 4:40 to play in the third quarter. Urban thinking about three, and Vanderwitz will launch a three that will go across the rim, land on the floor, and one hop off the court. Out of the game will come Vanderwitz, and back in comes Rink for head coach Luke Noel and at Marshall Mount Academy. 4:40 to go in the third quarter. 25-24. Oskaloosa with the lead and with the basketball. Oski will walk it up the floor, get it across the timeline on the outlet pass, skip back over to the middle. Now the feed underneath the goal, and the ball is going to be mishandled a little bit and stolen away. It's an easy breakaway for Coker. Up and in. And a Coker with a half dozen points. And Lady Ravens are back in front at 26-25. Here's a baseline shot, up no good, and on the rebound, Bagley and Boyd spill to the floor, and a foul is going to be on Michaela Boyd. It'll be her third, and she's the first player for either team to reach that three-foul plateau. 26-25. Lady Ravens have a one-point lead of the basketball as we're midway through the third quarter. Northeast Kansas League High School Basketball here on Care Radio this evening. Happy to have you with us. The feed will go over to the left side of the lane, back out on top. Entry pass again. Turnaround shot by Bagley is going to be deflected a little bit and taken away. Rowe coming up with the basketball, and into the forecourt it will go. Down the left side, three-point shot. Air ball out of bounds on the fly. That one a little wide of the mark. And Lex Masali will come back in. Also Emma Vogel coming back into the game for Oskaloosa and head coach Lindsey Newell. Lady Ravens up the court. Off the right block, no shot. The feed over to the left side is going to be batted away by Maselli. Three and a half to go. Okay, I'm going to go out a little bit of a limb here. Maselli for Oskaloosa, only a freshman. She'll play Saturday someday somewhere. She's got a lot of talent, got nice size. Here's the feed underneath, and the ball is going to get away from the Lady Ravens and go out of bounds. It will come back in again, too. Oskaloosa. 3:20 to go. Passed up the floor with it, and it's going to be batted around, and Oskaloosa is going to save it. Nicely done over on the far side. And here's a long shot up by Thatcher. Won't go. Offensive rebound followed up. Won't go. Rebounding it down. Marshall Mount Academy. Inside three to go in the opening quarter. Still a one-point game. Here's Coker alone. A three. No. Rebound underneath. And the feed to Folsom. Follow shot. No. Rebound out of bounds. Back again to Oskaloosa. Lady Ravens getting the shots underneath, but not really focusing. Barry Gatto-Shawn's kind of tossing them up, lofting them toward the rim without that square up and taking that good, solid shot. Here's a pass to Mills. It's going to be stolen. Down the court, all alone. Rink for the easy two, and it won't fall, but she gets fouled. This is going to come over to the scoring table. We'll see against whom the foul will be called. It is going to be on Paris Olivia Marsh. It is her third foul of the game. Only team foul two of the second half by Oskaloosa, and the first free throw is up, and not going to happen. One more shot coming up here for Jordan Rink. Jordan looking for her first point of the game. The official pointing at Jordan's toe saying, watch that line right in front of you. Her second free throw, wide to the right side, and the long carry is going to be pulled down by Oskaloosa. 2.5 to go with the third quarter. And the upcourt pass is going to be knocked away out of bounds. Oskaloosa will have it back in play in front of their bench. 26-25, Lady Ravens in front. Oskaloosa putting it in play. It'll be Hadley Hawk to do that inbound work. Hadley looking. We'll bring it in near midcourt. Now they'll go left side to Rowe. She'll drive toward the baseline, hold it up on the wing. Pass down low is going to be slapped away and knocked out of bounds for the Ravens. And Oskaloosa will have it back in play again at 2:20 to go in the third. Still a one-point game here in Atchison. It's been a good one. Oskaloosa looking. Maselli will take the inbound. Swings the elbows to clear out, and we get a foul. It is going to be on Bethany Urban. Bethany's second foul of the game, and team fouls are now even at two apiece. Opening half saw quite a few fouls. Second half has seen many fewer. 2:22 to go. Third quarter. Two fouls by each team. 26-25 is your score. Oskaloosa with a basketball down one. Over to the left side. Driving to the baseline, and a traveling violation. So for Oskaloosa, Alexis Bradshaw couldn't get it on the floor quickly enough. Back up with it again. Morehill Mount Academy. Rink will have it on the left side. Her pass out on top for Folsom is going to be stolen away. Jailbreak Thatcher, coast to coast, up and in. Holly Thatcher's fifth point puts Oskaloosa back in front again at 27-26. Minute 50 to go in the third, and as the shot goes up for Folsom, she gets fouled. It is the third foul now for Oskaloosa's Emma Vogel. So now three Oskaloosa players with three fouls apiece. Folsom's free throw, no. Caitlin, with 3 points in the game, is 1 of 3 at the free throw line. The freshman will eye it up, looking for another one here. It's on its way. It will not go in either. And the rebound, Oskaloosa. Lady Bears coming up with the basketball with a minute 45 to go in the third quarter. And now the upcourt pass is going to be stolen. Here comes Banowitz. She'll go down, get a nice screen, and her driving layup is good. Hope Banowitz with 9. And it's now 28-27. MHMA is taking the lead back. Minute 33 to go, third quarter. And the upcourt pass thrown away by Oskaloosa. Lady Ravens are going to have a back in play right in front of the Bear bench. And here comes Bethany. Urban into the forecourt. Minute 25 now to go, third quarter. Banowitz. Keckner back in the game. Over to Urban, her three. And a rebound swept down by Lex Misali. Now it's going to be stolen away by Folsom. We will have a foul. Foul is going to be the third of the game by Lex Misali. And now she is the fourth Oskaloosa player to pick up a third foul. Folsom is back of the line. Missed two a moment ago and misses another one. The freshman is now 1 of 5 at the free throw line tonight with 3 points. One more shot right here. Looking to break this little streak and won't get it. Rebound, Oskaloosa. And are they going to throw it away? Yeah, they are. An errant pass on the upcourt outlet and with a minute 7 to go in the third quarter, leading by 1, Lady Ravens are going to have the ball back in play. Right at the midfield mark. Banowitz brings it into Urban. Little give and go right back. It comes to Hope. Back again out on top to Bethany. Little zone defense applied. Now the cross-court pass stolen by Oskaloosa. Up the floor with it. Driving to the right side. Losing the handle and sprawling to the floor, and a foul on Banowitz. So Hope will collect her first foul tonight. Three team fouls for the Lady Ravens down in the second half. Out of the game goes Urban, and back in comes Coker for MHMA. Also got Cody back in. Here's a three. Oskaloosa, it's short. But a rebound off the fly. Oskaloosa will go three again. It's very wide to the left side. Rebound Oskaloosa. And it's going to be knocked away. Banowitz blasting in. A good aggressive play to look for the rebound, but ultimately resulting in picking up the personal foul. It is not. Let me fix that. I thought she picks up the foul. They're going to call a foul on Thatcher. So Colin Thatcher will get the foul. And Hope is innocent. Half a minute to go in the third quarter. Lady Ravens with the ball, leading it by one. Over on the left side with it, Coker. Low to Folsom. Cross court it goes. Back out on top. Driving in, a one-handed runner. No, but they're going to get a foul called. And MHMA coming again to the free throw line. Stepping back up, there's going to be Hannah Cody. She's got 1 point tonight. One of two at the free throw line. MHMA has been miserable at the free throw line tonight, by the way. Just have to say that in all candor. Here's a free throw. Nah. Fort Hill Mountain Academy is 0 for 7 at the free throw line in this quarter. Okay? Just when I say miserable, I guess I should give you the facts that would substantiate that. I think that's not unfair. Make them 0 for 8 with that miss. And a rebound is going to be out of bounds off the Lady Ravens. 21 seconds to go in the third quarter. Here comes Oskaloosa. 15 seconds. Now the ball batted away, but Bears are going to save it. Come out on top. The lob over to the right side of the lane. Now reaching in, Scarlett makes for a jump ball. Okay, I just did the quick math. Moore Hill Mount Academy tonight, I said they were not doing well at the free throw line. They are 3 of 17 at the free throw line here in this game. And they are better shooters than that. Now the Ravens coming up the floor. Cody throws one wildly, and he makes it halfway to the goal as the quarter comes to an end. We're going to take a break. Three quarters in the book in Atchison. MHMA's Lady Ravens 28, Oskaloosa 27.
Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
With us here at the Haverty Gym at the Moore Hill Mount Academy campus as we go to the fourth quarter of the ladies' game. MHMA clinging to the one-point lead, 28-27. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph at the studio. Tom Counts with you here. And quick recap of the scoring to this juncture of the game. For Oskaloosa, 8 apiece for Maselli and Boyd, 5 for Thatcher, 4 for Marsh, and 2 for Rowe. For MHMA, you've got 9 for Hope Banowitz, 6 in the game for Hannah Coker, Bethany Urban, 5, Rink and Bagley, each with 4, Cody with 1, and MHMA is 3 of 17 at the free throw line so far tonight. And they're going to get a lot more free throws because with the next foul, MHMA will go into the bonus, and here's a travel by Oskaloosa, having put the ball in play to begin the fourth quarter. Lady Ravens with a one-point lead on offense. And here comes Bethany Urban. Bethany around to the right side. Coker back over to the left to Banowitz at the free throw line. Here's a three for Coker. No, hits the back of the rim with a long rebound. Coker will get her own board, and a reverse layup hits the side of the backboard. She was way farther outside than she felt that she was. She thought she was closer, and she put it back over her head. It hits the side of the backboard, caroms away, and Oscar Lewis will retrieve it. 7:11 to go in the game, 28-27. MHMA in front. Here's a driving shot, missing, offensive rebound, missing. Urban coming out with a rebound. Not a flat-footed play going on right now. Here's Coker driving inside, rejected by the freshman. Pacella gets the block, and the Ravens are going to have it into their offensive end. 7 minutes to play in this one-point game. Ravens have the ball hanging on to a 28-27 lead in a low-scoring contest, and now Lady Ravens are going to be called 3 seconds. It'll be Oskaloosa basketball. They're looking to take the lead again. They have been in front 3 separate occasions in the game, never by more than one. Down to the right side, Maselli. Oh, across all alone, and the layup is good. Maselli, the assist, and Hannah Rowe, the uncontested layup. And MHMA trails again, 29-28. 6:40 to go. And a shot on the other end is up and good for three. Bethany Urban with a three, her second three of the game. Lady Ravens back in front, 31-29. 6:20 to play. The ball's going to be batted away, but Oskaloosa is going to go back and recover it, and they're going to take a timeout. Let's do it. We're taking a break, 6:20 to go in the game here in Anderson. Ladies, high school basketball, Morehead Mount Academy 31, Oskaloosa 29.
Care Radio presents Candy Cane Cash, a chance for you to win $500 cash just in time for Christmas. Sign up at our official qualifying events held throughout the holiday season. We'll draw 5 names from among the entries. If your name is drawn, you'll be in the running for the $500 cash prize. Come to as many of these qualifying events as you can to increase your chances of winning. Grand prize drawing will be on Monday, December 19th. Our next sign-up will be Saturday, December 10th from 10 to noon at Skyway Vapes at 711 Commercial Street in beautiful downtown Atchison.
Lots of basketball coming your way here on Care Radio after this girls' game. And it's a thriller, 31-29 with 6:20 to go. You've got the guys' game coming up after this one. And then tomorrow, more basketball. It will be the Benedictine Ravens in the Nolan Gymnasium. We'll be with them there, 12 o'clock for the ladies' game and 2 o'clock for the guys, Ravens and Culver Stockton. Oskaloosa putting it in play at midcourt, trailing by 2. It comes into Lex Maselli. Oskaloosa into the forecourt. Thatcher with a basketball. Swings it out between the circles. Back again over to the right side. It's going to be Vogel. Kicks it on top to Rowe. Back to Vogel. 6 minutes left. Skip pass off the right block. Back and in. A flop taken by Hope Banowitz. That doesn't work. Oskaloosa brings it back off on top. Down to the baseline right, coming off the screen, the dish across, the shot is going to be rejected, and Oskaloosa is going to steal the upcourt pass. They'll drive it down again, push it off to the top, thinking about the three, then not. Now here's a three from the left side, got it, rattling at home, Michaela Boyd, 11 points, first player in a double finger scoring. It is now 32-31, and again, the Lady Ravens trail by one, 5:20 to go. Here's the three, Coker, got it. Hannah's first three of the game, and the Lady Ravens back in front, 34-32 at 5:10 to go. The upcourt pass stolen. Here's a breakaway down the floor, Banowitz for two. Hope Banowitz makes it 36-32. Lady Ravens by four. And we're going to get a timeout. The break shows up now with 4:50 to go in the game. MHMA 36, Oskaloosa 32.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
It's a good one we've got going on here in the girls' game. 36-32, Lady Ravens in front. Oskaloosa has led, what, five times in the game? Looking to battle back again, and they'll bring it in play into the backcourt, and here they come on offense. Lex Miscelli takes the pass down to the baseline left, and she's going to be fouled by Scarlett. Scarlett Bagley, only her third foul of the game for MHMA. It is going to be team foul four here in the second half. Oskaloosa off the inbound. The shot is going to be up. No good. And the rebound will be saved. Rescued nicely in the left corner. The shot is up. It's going to be short. Another offensive rebound by Oskaloosa. The feed off the left side of the lane. Cutting into the middle. And they're going to call a travel on Hannah Rowe. 4.5 minutes to go in the ball game. You'd suspect that the Lady Ravens are going to want to be extremely patient on this possession. They're going to walk it up the court. 4:28 to go. Way up top side it comes, down to the free throw line, back, and now the pass in the middle is in jeopardy and stolen away by Oskaloosa. Bears up the floor with it. 4:15 to go. Oski with the basketball, trailing it by 4. Back up to the top of the key is going to be Rowe. Swings it over to the left side to Miscelli. Rowe will take it again on the left wing. Cooper guards her. Now the pass into the middle of the lane is going to be lost out of bounds. And they're looking for Miscelli, but Scarlett doing a nice job of keeping her tied up. We're going to see Folsom come out of the ball game, and Keckner will check back in. 4 minutes left in the game. And again, the Lady Ravens with the ball and a 4-point lead. No one has scored in a while, and for Oskaloosa, they haven't scored in a little over 2 minutes. Here's a feed, and in the middle, it's going to be slapped out of Keckner's hands and out of bounds. Back it will come to the Lady Ravens. Nora Keckner will do the inbound, gets it in, and a three-pointer from the right side is good for Bethany Urban. Bethany knocks it down, and she's got 11. And now, up the floor, Oskaloosa will turn it over on the travel. And Oskaloosa's players out of the court beginning to get a little bit careless with the ball, trying to maybe move just a little too fast, realizing that with 3.5 to go, and trailing now by 7, that they're going to have some amount of ground to get made up, and maybe overreacting that a little bit. MHMA with the basketball over to the right side. It's going to be batted away. Miscelli's going to come up with it. She'll drive it down the floor. Lose the handle on it. It's going to be stolen by Bethany. Urban coming up with the steal. She'll outlet it up the floor. Coker's all alone on the other end, and the two-handed layup is good. MHMA putting a little space between themselves now and Oskaloosa. Coker will have her 11th point of the game, but an Oskaloosa timeout is forthcoming. Taking a break with the Lady Bears. We're down to 3:04 to play in the game. MHMA pulling away. Lady Ravens 41, Oskaloosa 32.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msconews.net.
Farming, it's more than just a job. Farmers dedicate their lives every day to the land and the community that surrounds it. Exchange Bank recognizes and appreciates their hard work. We are dedicated to helping with your agricultural needs. We can assist you with loans to keep your farm operating and for expansion. Our team at Exchange Bank is here for the long haul. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Well, finding themselves trailing by 1 with still about 5.5 minutes to go in the ball game, Morehillmount Academy has turned the game around. They have gone on a 10-0 run and have gone from down 1 to up 9. Oskaloosa putting the ball in play, but time becoming of essence now with 3:04 to go. Lady Bears will bring it in, and MHMA with a really pressing player defense, and the ball's going to be slapped out of bounds off the hands of Keckner. Going to come back in again to Oskaloosa from the sideline right in front of their bench. Looking in. It'll come back, square it up. Here's a three. Not going to happen. And offensive rebound pulled down. It's going to be stripped away, but Oskaloosa will save it back. Rink had it for a moment, but it was taken back by the Bears. And Oskaloosa back on offense, but now down to 2:40 to go. Skip pass coming out on top between the circles. Bears look into the middle. Dump it back over to the left side. Thatcher, she'll drive all the way to the baseline, have it stripped out of her hands, and MHMA is going to come away with the steal and come up court with the basketball. 2:20 left to play. Lady Ravens with the ball, leading it by 9. Back over to the right side, it's going to be Coker. The feet underneath, all alone. Folsom, the layup for 2. MHMA on a 12-0 run. Their driving shot from the other end, missing, tipped again, and we're going to get a foul call. A foul is going to be whistled against Oskaloosa. It'll be team foul 7, and we will walk to the other end of the court, where we will have a 1-1. Bagley and Banowitz coming back into the game. As Rink and Keckner exit. At the free throw line will come Hannah Coker. 1+. Again, MHMA has not done well at the free throw line tonight, and that poor shooting will continue. They are now 1 of 18 at the free throw line this evening. Or excuse me, 3 of 18. 3 of 18 at the free throw line. Oskie has the ball knocked away. Nice steal, and Urban breaks away and lays it in. Bethany Urban makes it 45-32. And we've got 1:35 to go. And here is a Raven foul. It's going to be the 3rd on Caitlin Folsom. Lex Maselli with the basketball will feed over to the left side. Oskaloosa with 1.5 to go. The Lady Ravens are going to have a nice win at home here this evening. The shot is up, partially deflected by Scarlett. Rebounded back down by Oskaloosa. The follow shot is going to be up. No good. Follow shot is going to be up, and we're going to get a foul. This foul is going to, again, be on Bethany. It'll be her 3rd. Lady Ravens 6th. However, as Hannah Rowe was in the process of shooting, she will come to the line for a couple of free throws here. The fourth quarter has been just a nightmare for Oskaloosa, who has scored only 5 points. Hannah cannot hit that free throw, has one more shot coming up here. MHMA, on the other hand, 15 in the fourth quarter. Here's the next free throw. It will also not go in. And a rebound, Coker. Bethany Urban will bring it up the court for Maryhill Mount Academy at 1:10 to play in the game. Lady Ravens have pushed that down to a 13-point lead. Urban switching from side to side, going back and forth, way up top now. Just a step beyond midcourt, inside 1 minute. Now we're going to get a foul called as they finally able to track Bethany down. Committing the foul, picking up her 4th of the game, is going to be Paris Olivia Marsh. And Bethany Urban, she hasn't had a free throw tonight, and she cannot hit the front half of the 1-1. And a missed shot will be lost out of bounds for the Ravens. It'll come back in to get Oskaloosa. 52 seconds ago in the game. Oskaloosa coming up the floor with it. Driving to the right, off the block. The runner misses. Rebound, Scarlett. Scarlett gets battered around a little bit, and she's coming to the free throw line. Well, for Oskaloosa, it will be the fourth foul now on Lex Maselli. Scarlett steps to the line. It will be 1-1 here. She takes a long, hard look at it, and it's going in! How about that? The Scarlett Bagley's fifth point of the game. MHMA is now 4 of 20. And that one will not go in. Rebound. Here comes Oskaloosa. 46-32, Lady Ravens. Oski, the shot by Maselli is up and good. Her 10th point. 46-34. And we'll have another foul of the upcourt playing. Down to Denison with less than a half a minute to play. Oskaloosa still fouling in the game. It's going to be the fifth foul on Michaela Boyd. Bethany Urban coming to the line. Missed her first opportunity a moment ago, but won't miss that one. One more shot coming up here for Bethany. This one, a little bit short. 47-34. 20 seconds to go, and the Ravens are going to steal it. Now Herbert is going to slow it down on top, and they're going to foul. Can't imagine why they did that. I don't think it's what the coaches had in mind exactly. It's going to be the fifth foul on Paris Olivia Marsh. So she will foul out with 17 seconds to go. Ending the game with 4 points. Bethany's going to be back at the line again. And that one won't go. One more shot coming up, Bethany Urban. 47-34, Lady Ravens with the lead and the win well in hand. That free throw will go in. 48-34. Back down with the Wacoma Oskaloosa MHMA. Just got a layoff of this. The ball's going to be lost out of bounds, and it'll be Lady Raven basketball. They do not have to go across midcourt. 7 seconds left. Coach Folsom with his starting five on the court. That's going to do it. Final score tonight for Hillmount Academy. 48, the Oskaloosa Lady Bears 34, and we'll be back to summarize this ladies game for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
Union State Bank, founded in 1901, would like to take a moment to say thank you to everyone across the communities we serve. Hi, this is Kyle at Bank of Atchison, here to say that the work you do and the dedication you show to your local community continues to inspire our teams at all our branch locations. We are proud of our long history of being honest, reliable, and of remaining connected to the families and businesses we serve. As it was in the beginning, our customers are like family, and it is a privilege to work alongside them. Learn more about why we say we are rich in community at mybankusb.com. Member FDIC.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Good to have you back with us here in the Haverty Gymnasium, where tonight the Mar-Hillmount Academy Lady Ravens finding themselves trailing about 5 minutes to go into the ballgame. In fact, trailing with 45-42 to go, down by one, went on a run. In fact, they went on a 15-0 run on Oskaloosa, securing a 48-34 win. Oskaloosa was led in scoring by Michaela Boyd with 11, 10 for Lex Maselli, 5 in a game for Holly Thatcher, and 4 each for Hannah Rowe and Paris Olivia Marsh. For the Marham Out Academy Lady Ravens, Bethany Urban, 15 points in the MHMA win. Following her, it was 11 apiece for Hannah Coker and also for Hope Banowitz. You drop into Marham Out Academy's Scarlett Bagley. Scarlett with 5 points in the game. It was a 4-point game for Jordan Rink. 3 tonight for Caitlin Folsom and 1 for Hannah Cody. MHMA with a very impressive win, and it was a good one to see for the Lady Ravens coming away with the W, coming from behind and moving to 2-1 on the season. All of those games in the conference where they are 2-1. Oskaloosa goes to 0-3 and 0-2 in conference play. Tell you what, we're going to give your Bank of Atchison player of the game today to Hope Banowitz. Hope knocking down 1 3-point shot on her way to that 11-point game and helping the Lady Ravens coat that come-from-behind victory. Guys, games are coming up before long. Boys teams are out of the court warming up right now. We're going to be back with that for you. Right now, though, we're going to take a brief recess. We'll return to the Haverty Gym shortly. Get the final score in the ladies' game. Marham Mount Academy, 48. And Oskaloosa, 34. Stick around. Guys, hoops coming up shortly. But first, back to those Care Studios and Joseph.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.